This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashewasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we're being joined by David Lindsay, the President and CEO of Forest Products Association of Canada, FPAC. By way of background, David was most recently a Senior Deputy Minister in the Government of Ontario in Energy and Infrastructure, also Northern Development, Mines and Forestry, Natural Resources, and Tourism and Culture. He brings a plethora of experience to FPAC, where he's been the President and CEO since September 2012. So thank you so much for joining us today, David.
Thanks, Nick. It's my pleasure to be with you and talk a little bit about forestry and the important role that First Nations people can play in the forest industry in Canada.
Wonderful. Well, to start, maybe we can give some insight to our listeners, maybe a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. I spent my whole career in the Ontario Public Service, and then I retired from that job in Ontario and the National Forestry Association, Forest Products Association of Canada, asked me if I would come up to Ottawa and work with them on their issues. So having been in government, I understood policy and how government works. And the forestry companies in FPAC, or Forest Products Association, want our association to help them to represent forestry issues to government and to have good policies to support the forest industry. So it's an exciting opportunity for me to learn about a new industry and work with wonderful people, bringing my skills from my time in the Ontario government.
Wonderful. Well, the first area I would like to highlight, I know at the start of the year, you actually penned an article, Enhancing Our Outreach to Aboriginal Communities, which was featured through the FPAC website, and we featured it through ours as well. What exactly does that mean to FPAC, though?
Well, thank you for promoting the article that we had. We're making a very conscious effort to support our companies in having good working relationships with First Nations and the bands in the forests where they work. The forest products industry is actually one of the largest employers of First Nations people in Canada. And we've got pretty good record of building that mutual respect and mutual understanding. And as the forest industry continues to grow, we're going to need more employees and more businesses working with us. So making sure we've got a best appreciation and best practices in understanding Aboriginal traditional knowledge, Aboriginal engagement processes, and we're doing our own capacity building as an industry to make sure we're doing things right and have good relations with our neighbors.
Well, that actually brings me to my next point. Great to hear that Aboriginal engagement is very key. And I know FPAC also presented two Aboriginal awards in 2014. Who were the recipients and why were they chosen?
Thanks for the question, Nick. We've actually had this program for a couple of years now. The Forest Products Association has two annual awards we present. One is for the Aboriginal Business of the Year that works with forest companies, and then for the Aboriginal Youth that works with a forestry company. So this is to encourage all of our companies to make nominations or submissions for a company or an individual from one of the First Nations that they work with to show best practices and to celebrate positive working relationships. So this year, Aboriginal Business that was the successful winner out of the number of nominees we had was Stewick Resources in the interior of British Columbia. And what they do is they do forest management planning and forestry work in British Columbia. And they're jointly owned by 8 bands in the British Columbia interior. So it's an example of a successful entrepreneurial company run by First Nations and has built a good, reliable business that they're successful, and the companies in the forest industry they work with are also successful. So that was our business award for this year, and we've had it for a number of years. If your listeners wanted to see the others from previous years, they can go on our website and see them. But the one I was most proud of was a young fellow from Ontario received our Aboriginal Youth Award this year. Shonu Blackbird Williams is from the Walpole Island First Nation, and he had studied at the First Nations forestry program at, affiliated with Fleming College in Ontario, and was getting his forestry credentials, working with Forest Company in southwestern Ontario. And he was a young family man who'd been in the military and decided he wanted to come home, decided to go into forestry. And we were very excited by that, very successful and conscientious young guy. And so we gave him the Aboriginal Business Award for this year, which helps him pay for some of his schooling and pay for some of his studies.
Well, it's great to see that, again, Forest Products Association has that Aboriginal engagement tie-in. And it actually brings me to the next point. I know we've talked a little bit about it now, but how important is that Aboriginal engagement to yourself and Forest Products Association of Canada?
It's something I was involved with when I was in the Ontario government. So Aboriginal traditional knowledge and respect for the elders and the knowledge they bring is something that I developed an understanding and appreciation for when I was in government. And I was very pleased that the forestry companies I now work with have that understanding and appreciation as well. Forestry has been happening in Canada for a long time, and the First Nations on the West Coast used the forest to build their homes and have their ceremonies. All the First Nations across the country used forestry practices to varying degrees. And the Europeans, as they came, they learned from First Nations. And this is an evolution of our respect for Aboriginal traditional knowledge and the need to have good forestry practices and good working relationships, so our friends and neighbors that live in the community can benefit in terms of jobs and employment and economic success, and we mutually respect the environment that we all want to pass on to the next generation.
Well, the next couple of points are more towards the employment diversity side, and you did touch upon that a little bit at the start. With an estimated 70 to 80% of Canada's Indigenous population living close to forestry operations, where does the Forest Products Association see the future of Aboriginal employment in this sector?
Good question, Nick. It's incredibly important for the forest industry as it continues to grow. We had a couple of tough years when the economic downturn happened and the industry shrank a little bit with the global economic crisis and people not buying newspapers and using print as much anymore as we get more into the electronic age. So the industry had to reinvent itself, come up with new products and new ways of doing things. So we need a whole new group of young people who have skills and knowledge to come into the forest industry. We're looking for 60,000 employees over the next 10 years. And because a lot of First Nations are close to where our mills are and where our forestry practices are, that's a great resource. As you know, the First Nations population is the fastest growing population in Canada. So we want to encourage those young people to come and look at forestry as a career, as a place that they can be economically successful and contribute to a renewable industry that respects the landscape. The forest industry in Canada right now is probably the largest employer of First Nations. You know, sometimes when the mining sector is booming, they have more than we do. But on the whole, across Canada, we have about twice as many as a percentage of our workforce from the First Nations communities than the average. So if 10% of the population of, let's say, Saskatchewan is First Nation, 20% of the people in the forest industry are First Nation. So we've got a good employment record, and we want to build on that.
Well, that brings me to my last couple of points now. And again, thank you for taking the time, David. So first one being, with FPAC already being an incredible leader in the Aboriginal space, what can our audience expect in 2015 and beyond?
The economy of Canada is going through some interesting times right now. We've all been watching the news and reading the media reports about the oil prices and the Canadian dollar and those kind of things. So while the oil sands and the oil industry is not what it was just 6 months ago, the forest products industry has been a slow and steady, quiet improving business, and we're continuing that positive momentum forward over the next year and over the next 8 to 10 years, because we're going to need to hire, we estimate, close to 60,000 people. So there'll be jobs and economic opportunity. There'll be investments in new products and new mills that allow people to make a contribution to a green and renewable resource.
Thank you so much for joining us today, David. For those catching this online, as per usual, you'll find some links below to stay connected. Also, you can go right to their website. It's fpac.ca. So again, thank you so much for the time right now, David, and Jimmy Gwich, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.